Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you again. How are you?
Fine, thanks, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase Ninja Turtles. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 12-letter word that describes many movie soundtracks. What is it?
Well, what is it?
Well, if you change the J to an M, you can spell instrumental. Okay, Ian, speaking of movies, on August 15th, 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. It was MGM's most expensive production to date, but it wasn't a success at the box office during its initial release, and it failed to recoup the studio's investment. This week, we'll take a trip down the Any Questions yellow brick road with a quiz about famous wizards.
Okay, it should be fun.
Airing on NBC from 1951 to 1965, Watch Mr. Wizard starred Don Herbert as a science hobbyist who explained scientific principles to the neighborhood children. Herbert also starred in an updated version of the series called Mr. Wizard's World, which aired from 1983 to 1990 on what network?
PBS?
Nope. The fact that it was children that he was helping might help.
Oh, Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon is correct, yes. And Don Herbert, Mr. Wizard, was a guest on the first episode of Late Night with David Letterman in 1982.
Huh.
Played at almost every Who concert since its debut in 1969, Pinball Wizard is one of the more famous songs from the rock opera Tommy. In the 1975 film adaptation, what singer performs Pinball Wizard and later released his cover version as a single?
Is it David Bowie?
No.
Mm.
You're sort of kind of in the right general area, I guess. This was also another flamboyant performer.
Elton John.
Elton John is right, yes. And Pinball Wizard, as a bonus fact, was included as an afterthought on the Tommy soundtrack. And Pete Townshend is quoted as saying, it is, quote, the most clumsy piece of writing I've ever done. Wizard and Glass is the subtitle of the fourth book in the Dark Tower series, which features a gunslinger named Roland, whose quest is to find the Dark Tower. This series was written by what author?
I have no idea.
They're very scary books, if that helps you.
Stephen King.
Stephen King is right, yes. After retiring in 1999, who became president of basketball operations and part owner of the Washington Wizards, played for the team for two seasons, and was then fired from his position as president by the team's majority owner?
That was Michael Jordan.
It was indeed Michael Jordan. And during the 2002-03 season, he was the only player on the Wizards to play in all 82 games, and he started 67 of them. And finally, holding over 1,000 patents, Thomas Edison is credited with inventing the phonograph, the button microphone, and of course the light bulb. Referencing the seemingly magical qualities of his inventions, Edison was often called the wizard of what New Jersey city?
Menlo Park.
It is indeed Menlo Park. And in 2010, this is fascinating, Edison was awarded a technical Grammy for contributions of outstanding technical significance to the recording field. Well, it appears Ian has a heart, courage, and brains, and those ruby slippers are pretty snazzy, too. He went 3 2/2 for 5 this week. Have you ever beaten Elton John at pinball? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you can't get the flying monkey off your back, you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Tommy?
Start with the phrase, the wizard. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell the first two words, 5 letters, 4 letters, in a famous band's name. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will reconvene the show this time next week.
I can see for miles and miles. We'll see you then.